The Thunderbirds is a live-action version, prequel, if you will, of the wonderful, iconic 60s television show of the same name. We have made what we all hope is a family, action, adventure, fantasy, sci-fi romp. The Thunderbirds are an international rescue organization based in a mysterious tropical island somewhere in the South Pacific. They are spaceships, one which lives out as a space station, one which travels back and forth to the space station, one which is sort of the Ferrari, like a jet, one is an underground aqua lung, and one is a huge green workhorse which carries all the kit back and forth to the rescue sites. The story of Tracy Island and the legacy of Tracy Island from the original show is that under this beautiful tropical paradise is hidden the silos in which the spaceships exist. Thunderbird 1 is hidden underneath the swimming pool. The swimming pool slides back and Thunderbird 1 is launched out of Thunderbird 2, which is this huge green megalith of a ship, comes out of the side of a mountain on its own ramp, lifts up, and roars off into space.
In Thunderbirds, I play Jeff Tracy. He's the head of a patriarchal family that made billions in aerospace, but he's a widower with five sons. His wife died in a tragic avalanche, and when that happened, he decided to take all of his resources and build these incredible Thunderbird machines for the express purpose of setting up International Rescue, an apolitical agency, self-funded, to go around the world to any hotspots, any disaster areas around the globe, and just give help and relief. John Beard, who's the production designer, has done a great job recreating these set pieces from the original series, but kind of bringing them kind of up to date a little bit. And so this is not your parents' Thunderbirds. This is for the generation of kids who are growing up right now. There's a lot of subtle homages to the original series and a lot of the charm and the wit. Not so much, I mean, there's an inherent campiness about this, but again, it's not Austin Powers. We're dead earnest in this world.
The Hood is vengeful, and they're always lovely, very rich characters to play, because you constantly have the agenda in front of you, and revenge is very compelling. In the script, therefore, for our young hero to test his growth and his potential to become a man and a true hero, he has to test his powers against my powers. And my powers have refined themselves in exile. They've refined themselves away from the mainstream world while he was healing his damaged self. And they are mental powers that are supremely hypnotic. We are fortunate in that we benefit from his great experience of flying machines, the idea of travel, of space, of adventure, heroism, the unknown, fearlessness, all these qualities he can put on the screen seemingly effortlessly. He really knows his stuff, and he's a jolly nice chap to work with as well.